This is now, and I believe our vibe report is 5 minutes early. We might as well bring him in.
Yeah, what the heck? He's outstanding for
us. Is that you, Roscoe?
How about it?
Hey, what's going on? 5 minutes early. Beautiful.
I don't know. I got my Seiko. It must be,
I take 3 minutes, but that's okay. Hey, what's going on the vibe side?
Oh, you know, just kind of a busy vibe today.
Did you go to Neil Young last night?
Nah.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, bummer.
Well, I didn't really get the car thing together.
The transportation problem. You probably could use my car, but I didn't get to talk to you because I was at work.
Yeah, and everybody else, I knew their car was too good to leave in a parking lot at Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, is that a bad place to park? I've never been there.
Yeah, most people who go there never come back.
I went out to see Tyson fight there years ago. There was a pretty good chance I was going to have to find a place to live in Nassau.
It's way worse than Meadowlands.
It's appalling.
That's really a bold statement.
Yeah,
and Meadowlands is one of the most repressive places I've ever been in my life.
They don't even paint Nassau Coliseum. Everyone out there is just, you know, they accept it as a part of their being.
Yikes.
You know, like the smell on the Long Island Railroad, they just accept it.
That's an ugly thought.
But they don't realize that it's bad out there. They just think it's bad in New York City. That's how they rationalize it. And then they go home, you know, on the same train.
Wow. Well, what is the vibe today?
Oh, I don't know. It's sort of a noodlehead vibe. I'm working. Me and Dennis got this job. We're out in Queens. This guy I know stole the master tapes to Metal Machine Music, and we're remixing it for CD.
It's funny because I just saw a CD of it, a German CD of it.
This one's going to sound a lot better. Here, check it out. You can hear a little bit of it.
Quad mix.
What?
That's the quad mix. It has it anywhere.
It's going to be a lot better.
Ron does have 4 ears. He can sense these things.
Mm.
So basically, you know, just trying to get these cigar-chomping engineers to get their act together.
How's Polish Lightning Denois doing? Haven't seen him in a while.
He's doing pretty good. You know, drinking a couple Cokes. I got him on the gig, so, you know, because he rolls my brand.
How about it?
Yeah. Anybody go to the Jays up in the White Man's Ghetto, the Upper West Side?
No, but it sounds like it might even be worth going to for laughs. You know, they have like a cocktail waitresses run around with a holster with a big bottle in it of this drink called the Thit Kicker. And I can't pronounce it correctly on the radio.
I think it's actually a squirt gun filled with it.
It's a bottle, yeah. I think, according to the Gorilla.
That's what they... It's, you know... They came back, somebody up there came back from a business trip in France or something with that idea.
Mm-hmm. So are you on the power assist tonight, or are you taking the night off from J-Dum?
I don't know. I'd kind of like to go, but I got to be back out here in Queens remixing Metal Machine music tomorrow.
Ooh.
So I don't know.
Hard, man.
I might have to, like, give my ears a little rebound time.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
But, you know, it's always worth it a trip up to the White Man's Ghetto or the Upper West Side, you know, elevator hell, just to...
I heard you assaulted a Mercedes your last time up there.
It is a great opportunity for fist fights being up there at this time of year on a, you know...
No, this was...
Free the Karate Killer.
This was just a broad daylight, some broad from the Five Towns in her big Mercedes is honking at me because I'm trying to pry myself into one of these stupid cabs they have now that there's no more checkers,
mm-hmm.
you know. And Miss Five Towns is honking at me. She's only got 4 or 5 lanes to pass with, you know.
Ooh.
You know, those halogen headlights, you kick those things in, that's something for her to think about.
Buy $25.
25. No, it's more like 85.
Yeah, I guess again.
Ooh. Wow.
Not to mention the turn signals. Those are even more expensive on a Mercedes.
Ah.
But she just took her Mercedes back to the Five Towns and said, Daddy, some crazed maniac kicked in the headlights.
I hope she doesn't listen to the show.
No way does she listen to the show.
Somehow I doubt
She's getting her hair done. God damn.
So you're in a great February mood, Roscoe.
I'm in a good mood.
These are the meanest weeks.
Yeah. Oh, here comes my assistant engineer. He's pulling out his earplugs, too. Here, say hi. Yo, boys.
How you doing?
I can't hear anything you're saying, so.
The dinosaur.
It's better that way, Den.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, why don't you guys play some loud, obnoxious stuff and do what I love most, this part of the segment of the show where you offend all the pompadour-wearing segment of your audience.
Okay. 10-4.
I thought that was the hound, but he's got long hair. That's wrong.
That must be Roscoe.
You know, it is fun, like, to go out and have hound fans be really offended that I don't comb my hair back.
Yeah, well.
Folks, I just don't think about my hair. It's there.
Yeah, so be it. Aloha, folks.
Okay, Roscoe.
Bombs away, Scoe.
Yeah, see if Jared can give me a ride up there, then I'll go.
I'm sure he will.
Bye-bye.
There you go, Jared, the bat signal.
There you go. There you go.